Hello, everyone.
Good morning, everybody, or good evening, or good afternoon.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say because it's like I don't know what time you guys are watching this, but
Exactly. It's all in their own time, which is the power of media.
yeah.
We hope everyone is doing extremely well. And just I really feel like we're entering finally into more, depending where you're at, but it's beginning to feel and look a little bit more like spring, and I'm very excited about that. That makes me so
Next week is
happy.
gonna be nice. I saw even here, like, I mean, it's gonna be like in the 50s, like 58, which is pretty
It's a
good.
spring, yeah.
50,
They'll
like
take it.
high 50s and sun.
Oh,
But it's
amen.
the day we leave
It's okay.
for
We're gonna get
Italy.
Italy. It'll be
But
fine.
Italy is the same as here right now. It is like, in terms of weather, so it is warmer, but like they still were like had clouds and rain. But now I saw the day we leave from then on, it seems like it's gonna be sunny.
God is good.
So
Amen. Okay, well,
that's all I
great.
want, you know. I
I just
just
need
want
sun.
to have some sun. And here it's been sunny actually the last few days. I feel like
Since we come
some
back.
rain, but then some
Yeah,
sun too.
that's good. Well,
So
if I have sun, I'm very happy. That's all I need
yeah,
for
it's
your
been
overall.
cold, but the trees are blooming. I've noticed.
Yeah, that's true. Early spring, everyone. The groundhog saw or didn't see a shadow. I don't remember which concept it is. If he doesn't see a shadow, then it's six, like, then we're having early spring. I know it's not in your culture, but for ours, it
Yeah,
is. And I don't
I
remember
know
what
what
it
you're
is.
talking
Yeah,
about,
but I
but I'm
forgot which
like,
it is. I think it's if he doesn't see it and he didn't see it. So therefore, it's early spring. And I really feel like it's actually happening, which is really nice.
we have traditions about spring too, but
Oh,
it's right
really?
now actually, it's carnival.
Oh.
Because the traditionally, carnival is like those people with like wooden, like boots or whatever. There are like a whole costume with like ostriches' feathers
Okay.
on there as a hat.
Interesting.
It's a whole thing, and they like even have fake like stomachs with like hay that they make.
Wow.
It's like a whole thing. It's actually like again, I don't know if you we've told you that even with D-Line stuff, but the World Heritage stuff,
Yeah.
that carnival is like World Heritage,
Oh, interesting. Okay.
and so the tradition is that they have to like walk around and like stomp the ground with their wooden boots to like chase the winter away.
Oh,
And
that's
welcome
funny.
spring.
Okay.
So people are like,
Got it.
this is witchcraft. Whatever. Anyways, enough of this.
Interesting.
Spring is here,
Spring is here
but something
and
else is here too.
love, because love is blind. Okay, anyway. I
Okay.
don't know. I
Interesting transition.
instant transition, but you're saying,
I was gonna say something else is here too, and I was gonna say, love is blind is here.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Love is blind anyway. We have been watching. Okay, we've been watching since season one because season one also was when you and I got married. And so I think not like that's why, but I just think there's something that's like nostalgic about it. And also season one was actually legit. Like they actually were coming for love and I loved that. I'm not saying that these seasons aren't, but it definitely has changed and transitioned more into like trash TV, which is really sad.
Yeah, I
Like I'm
mean,
still holding on hope, but I don't know.
because at first people had no idea like what
It would
was gonna
come up.
happen.
No idea.
Now it's kind of the thing where like I feel like Love is Blind is probably one of the shows where people get the most followers after.
Except if you're the Bachelor or Bachelorette, if you're one of those
Yeah,
two people,
but
but that's different.
Netflix, sorry.
Yes, you're right. I agree.
With maybe The Circle, maybe. I don't know if The Circle is as popular.
Not as much as this. People love love. I
We
think that's
watched, what
it.
was that one? The Trust?
Yeah. Oh,
That one,
yeah.
no one gained followers on that.
I
No one
forgot about
cared
that.
about
We
that.
literally watched it and we forgot about it. And then one of them popped up. I'm like, oh my gosh, I
It was
forgot
good
about this
though.
show. It was interesting. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
But there's something about love and people like hoping. People, I think deep down, everyone either is a hopeless romantic or they're
Hopeless?
hopeful romantic, you know, whatever, or they're skeptical. But I think people deep down are rooting for love, deep down. And so I think Love is Blind brings in a lot of audience
Yeah.
because people are like, oh my gosh, like, what if this is real? And what if they actually find love and this actually works? And
Yeah.
last season four, it was season one and season four were successes.
Good, yeah.
And then season two and three, we never gonna talk about again. Season five, I don't know what that was. And then season six is now.
Yeah.
And
It's weird.
it's weird.
And there's a lot of things obviously that come out, but it's like it's just disappointing
Yeah.
because you think you're rooting for someone and then it's like,
They let you down.
you were not the person I thought you were or that you pictured
You showed yourself
you showed
as.
yourself as. And it's
Yeah.
like interesting, but listen, I guess I wonder, like, obviously, if you're on, if you're listening to us, you can't do that. But if you're watching, you're on YouTube, I wonder, like, comment if you watch Love is Blind, first of all. And also, do you watch it for the drama or do you watch it because you actually want to see, like, successful, or you want to see people succeed, you know, like, in relationships? Because I think that's the thing. It's like Netflix only cares about the drama. And I think that's what's annoying. And when we watch that show, I'm like, I wish they actually cared about people making it to, like, marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, I wish there was some kind of counseling on the show or, you know, someone who can follow them and, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But they don't care about that at all. And it's really, I just think, at that point, you realize that Netflix only cares about the drama. They don't really care about people making it.
Just drama.
But obviously, if there was not the promise of people making it, then no one would watch the show. Exactly. So it's kind of like, it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah. And we want to, because what we're going to talk about today is how we've seen examples of relationship anxiety in this, in this season alone. Mm-hmm. And we're prefacing in the fact that we have not watched the most recent episodes that have dropped on February 28th. So right now we're recording on 28th, but we have not seen the episodes yet. Yeah. So we're prefacing on that because we don't know what's going to happen in the next three episodes. And we know that it's a reality TV show. So as Matthew was saying, Netflix preys on drama, unfortunately. So we know that some of the things they're showing us is based off of what Netflix wants us to see as a person.
Yeah.
Let's just be honest. So we're just doing it based on those two examples, like just from those two purposes, sorry. But we have two examples specifically from people that we've noticed of like, okay, like we're seeing some relationship anxiety for sure based on like things that we know about relationship anxiety, things that we've seen from clients and how it's impacting and showing up in the couple.
Yeah,
you can start.
Okay, well, I guess let's start with the first example. Yeah. So Clay.
Yeah.
And Clay is a very interesting guy because at first I didn't really like him.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, like you said, we haven't seen all the episodes, but so far I like him better than when he was in the pods. Because when he was in the pods, he didn't start off well. Like he was very superficial,
very suave.
Yeah. Like trying to be cool. I hate that word. I hate it so much.
Why do you hate that word?
Because it's stupid. It's like, what do you mean? Like, you're just a player. Mm. And I hate that. I hate people who are like that. Because I value commitment and I value honoring someone else.
Sure. I think what I'm saying is suave. I don't know what suave means to you. But suave is like, okay, yeah, but that's what his vibe is. It's like, oh, he's super cool. Like if he was in a party, everyone would like, oh, he's left the party. He's like super smooth. Probably is like smooth with the ladies, whatever.
Cool. I mean, cool. It's like for me, it's like, why does that? Cause it's so interesting to me that whatever, it's a different topic, but anyways, he's gotten better. Because he seems like, well, first of all, he seems like a very teachable person. Because he's made mistakes, he's been corrected, and he's been moving towards change. Mm-hmm. Because he seems like he's very much someone who's like, I am what I am because of what I've experienced, what I've seen with my dad. And so that's why I'm not this way, but I'm open to receive correction.
Yeah. And I think too, there's a, cause you can see in the beginning when he's in the pods, like one, we would say like, okay, red flag in the Love is Blind context. Cause in real life you would know what the person looked like, but he was like, I can't propose to you until I know what you look like. I'm interested in somebody who's like a big booty and thick lips. Like, okay. Like very specific, like just kind of like really hurt the person he was talking to. Like, okay. Like obviously she had those things, but he didn't know that. But it was just like, why would you, like, this is an experiment. We're supposed to be blind in here. Yeah. Why are you jumping in looks and just kind of like, he was like so upset. And like, I have to have that. Like, I need to be attracted to you. That's it. Like, okay. Then he kind of humbled himself. He got very emotional later on in the pods of when he's like talking to his brothers, bros of like, man, I just, cause she was talking to somebody else and he felt really hurt by that. And like, I just want to be chosen, but also I really I really want to do right. Like mm-hmm. you can see some humility of like, I do want to be a good person, but I think there's a belief that he has that he's not a good person. One, he believes that he's not.
I think he says it.
Yeah. I think he does. Right. Of like, I'm not a good person. Like I don't think I'm going to do well here, and I don't think I'm going to honor you, and I don't think I'm going to do right by you.
Or he's not sure.
Like that's,
he wants to, and that's where we jump into like relationship anxiety, because you see him like think a lot mm-hmm. and even like, obviously he opens up about it, and he's kind of like saying like, I'm just, relationships for me, it's always been like cheating and multiple partners. Like his dad was, I mean, seems to be his greatest example.
Yeah.
And he I think he does, like he loves his dad and he sees him as a good,
as a father, as he's a great.
Good father. Yeah. But at the same time, I'm like he seemed like he was a loving father, and that's mm-hmm. great. But I do think that if you are not showing an example of how to love, how to commit to a woman, that's part of being a dad.
Sure.
And if you can't show that.
It's a both and. I'm going to hold that. Like, I think that you can be an incredible father and be a horrible husband, period. I think that's possible. And that's what he's putting in his mind. Because if he had to put in his mind that his dad was a bad dad person. In any way, it's going to crumble his existence. Like, you know what I mean? And that's too much for him. And so he's like, he has to separate of, he was a good dad. He showed up for me. He really like,
cared
about me, pushed me in my sports, pushed me as a man. Like he's an entrepreneur now, Clay, which is really cool. And I think it came from him and all like his examples of like how to make money and whatever. But as a dad, like as a dad, in some ways he did fail. Right. You're right. He took him two places when he was meeting other women.
That's terrible.
And that's horrible. And that's messed up. And I know that probably did mess him up, obviously. Hence as he's talking about it. And like he had to hide it from his mom. Like, you know, like that's not okay.
Yeah.
But I think he has to hold those two separate views, because it's gonna be too much for him to admit that in a sense.
Yeah.
But now he was not a good husband.
But now he still sees it, because now it kind of shows up as a core belief of like, this is how relationships are, this mm-hmm. is how they end up. They end up with cheating, and that's why he also thinks that like he's not necessarily a good person, and that like he doesn't know, he's not sure if he's going to be able to like commit to one person.
Sure.
Because he's never seen anything different. And so that's also what we want to talk about today, is like how these core beliefs that you can build within yourself that are negative can affect your relationship, and it affects his relationship, because he's not sure that he can honor her the way that she needs or wants. And he does want to honor her like that, but he just doesn't know if he doesn't believe he's capable of doing that.
And he was talking about two just different examples. He's as a black man, like obviously his dad's example didn't do great. He talks about like celebrities too, like Will Smith, P. Diddy, whatever, like examples for him. He wasn't able to see really good black male examples, which I think is sad.
Is Will Smith cheat? It was his wife.
Listen, I think their whole marriage is whack. I don't know anybody knows what's going on there at all. I don't know. I don't even know if they know. I don't know. But if in his perspective he sees like people who look like me don't succeed mm-hmm. in marriages because they cheat, because they're unfaithful, because whatever, he started believing in himself of like he keeps saying multiple times like I just don't want to cheat on you, like. And she's like, wait, do you think you're just going to just up and do it? Like, what do you mean? Like,
it's so funny.
It's not, it shouldn't feel that hard. But I think, as you guys all know, when you have like very intrusive thoughts that bring you anxiety, it feels so real, mm-hmm. right? Like that fear manifests itself in so many different ways of like, I either am not going to commit to you because I'm too afraid that I'm going to cheat on you, and I'm going to prove to myself that I am a horrible person that I believe, right? Mm-hmm. Or I can try my best to like push that thought down, but that intrusive thought feels so real. So I think he's really battling with this thought of, I don't know if this is like something I just truly believe I'm going to do, mm-hmm. or if this is just a thought that's here that I just need to like let it go. Yeah. I don't think he even realizes that he has, you know, anxiety, we'll say it in that way, which is really sad, because I think he's really trying.
Yeah. I think, because I'm trying to think, it's like, if like I knew someone like that, I don't know if I'd think they'd be ready for marriage, unfortunately. Because even if I don't know what happens, but I guess we'll see it sometime soon. If they go through or their wedding or not, but if you, because I think he wants to get married and he wants that lifestyle, but because of that belief, I do think that he needs to work on that first before he actually commits to someone else. Because if you're not willing to do the work about such a, like, that's really dysfunctional belief. Like, it's very
I see what you're
dangerous.
saying. Sure.
If he,
Yeah.
like, deep down truly believes that he's not a good person and that he's gonna end up cheating, then that's, I don't know if that's good for him to get married, and for her obviously,
Sure.
because he might end up doing it because it'd be like, well, for him, even if the opportunity presents itself to, like, cheat, he'd be like, well, that's whatever. I told her that I wasn't sure,
I see what you're
and
saying.
I believe that I'm not someone who can commit like that, so I'm just gonna do it. You know what I mean? Like, that's dangerous.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, because some core beliefs that we have, you could, like, obviously in a perfect world, we would all be able to have freedom from our core beliefs before we're in committed married relationships. But some core beliefs don't bring as much, like, that can be pretty destructive if that's a belief he's believing. Like, I am going to cheat. Like, you're going to cheat because you're not a good person.
That's
That
destructive.
can feel very destructive for him, for her, just for anybody who just is in that relationship. That can be very overwhelming. And so I'm hoping, this is why I think the show really needs some therapists on that show, for real. Because if he's really trying and he's struggling, and we're just like filming and watching, like,
That's what they
what are
do.
you guys doing? Like, that's not fair.
They don't care. Like I said earlier, they do not care. So we're not saying that we believe that he's a bad person or that he's gonna
No.
cheat. We're not, because we believe that anybody, you know, I guess it's kind of like a simple way of saying it, but you can be anything you want because it really relies on your beliefs. And so if that's what he believes he is, unfortunately that will manifest itself in his behavior. But we do believe that it's not true. Like, he can actually change, and he can actually change those core beliefs, like we've done in the past too with our own core beliefs. And that's something, you know, that you do in life in general. It's like that's trauma does that, where, like, it changes what you believe about things. But if you want to get healing from it, you're slowly changing those beliefs, and that's what, you know, if you want to grow in life, that's what I think you're supposed to do. Because I don't think everybody, I don't think there's anybody who has a perfect upbringing. We all have things that we need to heal from and grow from, and that obviously starts with changing those core beliefs. So that's what he needs to do. That's what he needs to work on. And he needs to obviously let go of the narrative that he's a bad person
For sure.
and that he can't commit to someone, that it will end up in an affair or whatever, just because he saw it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because he's powerful, and I want him to believe that he is.
I really do think he is.
He 100% is. And just even apart from that belief he has, like, he's actually, from what we're seeing, he's an incredible man. Like, he hustles, he has like a really good career, he has a home. Like, he's put in work to be successful in every other area in his life. And it sounds like this one is just something that he's just like, ah, oh, man, it's hitting something for him, which I think is good. He talked about potentially going to therapy, hopefully with her, or if not with her, and if like by himself after the show, whatever. But like, whenever we're talking about relationship anxiety is always separate from who you are. We're never, you can see very clearly, like, when he doesn't have this fear, he is like he's a good person. And when he's feeling all that anxiety, it makes him feel like a different person, if that makes sense. And so anyway, that's our first example, and we hope we're going to watch the next three episodes sometime this week. So hopefully it doesn't disappoint. But I wish him the best either way. Like, I hope that he's doing well, period. Like, I do.
I think he said that he wanted counseling, right?
Yep. In the
Okay,
show he
well, that's
talks about
good.
it. So hopefully he gets it or
Well,
has
that's
done it.
good. I'm curious to meet his dad. I
Yeah.
mean,
We're gonna see him apparently.
see his dad. So, anyways, well, go ahead.
Person number two, which I think we all are probably very aware of who this person is, because I had some DM, we had some conversations with somebody else about the show and we talked about her. Chelsea. Definitely has a lot of anxiety. But I, from a lot of different things, she talks about it in the show actually, of how she feels like guys weren't nice to her before. And I don't know if it was just like, just with who she was, or she got a glow up. I don't remember, but people before were not kind to her, and didn't treat her well. She never got the attention. People never chose her. And then she's on the show, which is like an experiment of somebody has to choose me and they don't get to see me. So then this kind of this freedom of maybe they can choose me because of me.
Yeah.
And then obviously two guys want her, which we're not going to talk about the other one right now because more things came out about this man and I am not happy about it. And I was very disappointed. Trevor. Anyway, but we're talking about Jimmy. Jimmy, I don't know what's going on with his face, because I'm not sure 100% of what he's feeling. It's very hard to tell what he's feeling.
Yeah.
And he doesn't give, not like he needs to give her like 100 million reassurances, but from what we're seeing, from what they're showing on the show, it seems like he's not connected. But that's what they're showing. We're not sure what's actually happening off the camera.
Yeah.
So we're just going to preface with that. But I think with her, if you've had so many times people not choosing you, people not looking at you and thinking you're beautiful, she obviously doesn't really think 100%. Oh, forgot about that. Oh, I completely forgot about that. Okay, yeah, she was married too, which I don't, she said that one, it seems like that one ended just because,
I don't know exactly.
She didn't go much in detail. It sounded like that one ended just because for her, yeah. Like it just didn't work out. I'm like, okay. But I think that she has a lot of really, really deep core beliefs about herself, that she's just not worthy of being chosen, that she's not good enough, that she's not pretty enough, yeah. That no one's ever going to choose her. And so when she picks a guy that was in between him and another girl, then he chooses her. And then she knows that the other woman is really beautiful. It's like the perfect pot for a biggest mess.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Emotionally and like insecure wise.
It's probably not going to work out.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it's going to work out.
Unfortunately.
But I think there's also a lot of other reasons than just her anxiety. Yes. I just think that they're not good for each other. They don't really want each other, I think. I think that she's holding on to him because of that insecurity that she has, that the core belief again that she has in that shows very like easily. Like you can see it very, very like, because it's loud and it's visible, that she believes that she's not enough. Mm-hmm. And she believes, that she's not lovable, mm-hmm. Deep down. And so it shows with the way that obviously she talks to him and the conflicts that they have.
And the reassurances she
needs reassurance all the time. I don't know if he gives her, like you said, we don't know. It seems like he's defending himself and say, oh, I did this, I did that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand him. I don't know if he's genuine or not. When he talks to her, it does feel like he seems genuine. Like he does say like, I love you and I want to be with you. And, you know,
I love you. I don't know. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, himself. I guess maybe. But at the same time, like for her, it doesn't sound convincing. Like she feels like she needs more reassurance, like you said. And she's very, unfortunately, he said it wrong. He said that she's clingy.
Yeah.
But she's, I don't think she's clingy. I think she's needy. Mm-hmm. I think that she's not, like we said, she's not secure in herself and she's going to look for that approval,
mm-hmm.
In any way possible. And even this Megan Fox thing.
That
was a mistake on her part.
That was a mistake.
That she said. And even if people told you that before, that is not something that, you know, you need to not talk about appearances in the pods.
That's the purpose.
And the problem is, like, even though you try to play it cool, like, he obviously built up expectation with that. Mm-hmm. And I do think that part of why she said that was also because of, again, this insecurity,
mm-hmm.
of, like, I want to be chosen.
Yep.
And I'm scared not to be, so I'm just going to say that because it makes me feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And
even with how it was brought up, it from how they're showing it on TV, it felt like it was like he was debating his thoughts and stuff. And then she's like, do you have any celebrity lookalikes? And it was just like super random. And then it was like, oh my gosh, well now I'm hooked because you look like a Megan Fox and we have a connection. Done.
Yeah.
You know, it felt like a really not great move to make in the middle of, if you're really feeling insecure, it's like, let me find a way for him to like get hooked.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like. And I think too, when they were back in the house and they get their phones back and he looked her up or somebody looked her up. I don't know. Looked up the other choice, which was Jess. Jess is beautiful. Okay. Like whatever, like just by looks, like personality wise, I don't know, but her looks are, she's beautiful. And with right when Chelsea saw that Jimmy saw Jess, it's like immediately all of her fears were like, oh my gosh, like what if he doesn't think I'm enough? What if this, what if that, what if that? Mm-hmm. And it seemed like that's why she was like, you're not kissing me enough. You haven't reassured me all day. Like I need more reassurance. I need more reassurance. Let's have sex. It's like everything it felt like was coming from this really fearful place. Mm-hmm. And that's probably what he was feeling of like, you are feeling clingy. But you are like, in a sense, you're feeling needy because you're like really needing so much validation yeah. right now. And it's like, just chill, like, just trust me that I love you. If that's, I hope he does, but you know what I mean? Like that's, it felt like that. And it's, of course, when you're feeling this huge fear, it drives all your decisions.
Yeah.
Like for sure. 100%, especially when it's not checked.
Yeah.
And I don't think it was checked. I think she didn't realize that's what she was doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but obviously, like, that's just the relationship anxiety part of it, but there's obviously
right.
a lot other more
stuff that I think
to their relationships, because even with Clay and AD, it's like, there probably seems to be conflicts about schedules and stuff mm-hmm. like that, work. Time together.
Yeah.
And with Jimmy and Chelsea, well, there needs to be improvement about communication. More than just mm-hmm. her anxiety, obviously. I don't know what's going on with him. We don't know what's going on with him, really.
Yeah.
There's going to be things happening that we saw with Jess. But that's kind of like, you know, for those two examples, that's what we want to talk about how like their core beliefs really influence the way they experience their relationship and lead to conflict and lead to self-sabotage. And for Clay, like if he gets married with that core belief, I don't know if that's gonna work, you know. It's like if he's not changing that like narrative that he has about himself, that he's a bad person, that he might cheat, he might end up cheating because that's just how it is. Like if he doesn't change that or work on changing that, you know, like it's not gonna work out. Now for the other couple, I think that there's probably a lot more problems than just her anxiety.
Who talking about? Sorry,
Chelsea and Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I don't know. I'm obviously we're not there. We don't know them. Everything we're saying, like you said, is based on what we see.
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe they end up listening to this.
Yeah, and they are married. Hey, sorry.
But also, not even that. Like, you can be married, but, like, I hope that if they're married, they're happy.
Yeah, of course.
And
that's all we ask.
I hope that they can prove us wrong.
Yeah.
But I really hope so. Like, because we hope for them that they can change those beliefs about themselves.
Yeah.
That Clay can find himself being a good person and that Chelsea can find herself being lovable and being worthy of love and being enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we're not just here to see, we don't want to see the world burn.
No.
We want to see people succeed. And that's also why we watch this show in the first place. And that's why we are upset about what's going on in the show, because we're like, I wish they had someone to help them.
Yeah.
If Netflix listens to this, or watch this.
Listen.
If you need us. If
somebody knows somebody in the production studio for Love is Blind for Netflix,
if let you us care. Know. If you care about success.
Yeah.
If you care about actually people succeed. Because at the end of the day, like, if people are not succeeding, you will not have people sign up for that show anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they probably just want the.
It's like The Bachelor. People won't care.
They want the
people
fame.
People still want the fame.
Yeah.
But people, hopefully the views stop. Because people are saying, can people cancel the people who are looking for the people, I don't know, screening.
Yeah.
They need to find new people or something, because the amount of people, things are coming out with half the men on there. Yeah. Like, what is happening?
I wonder if their views have been going down or over the years with the show, or if it's going
this
up.
This year has been the highest.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, listen, I guess good for them.
Good for them.
Yeah. But it's,
I would love for them if, cause I think people who really are watching, yeah, I don't really care about the drama. I would love for everybody to work out.
Yeah.
That would be really, really cool.
I want, yeah.
If it's meant to
if
be.
If I would have make a show like that, I'm actually, it'd be interesting to that one day, maybe we build a program for people to meet, but we actually like, you know, have people, we have counselors for them, you know,
that'd be interesting.
I think because we love marriage.
So much.
And that's why we're doing this too, is because like, we know that people are made for like finding someone that they can spend the rest of their lives with.
Yeah.
And humans are made for love. They're made for connection. And so that's why we're like, and we also believe that you can be happy. Happiness is real, and you can be married and happy. So, but a lot of it comes from your core beliefs.
Yeah.
So you can have terrible core beliefs and be married and be very unhappy because your core beliefs are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, if you need help, work with us.
Yes. Cause I think by the time this films, this would be the day of our masterclass. Our masterclass is today.
Yeah.
Which is intuition versus anxiety, and it's a free masterclass. So if you have not signed up,
yeah,
I mean, I guess the last day really would be today, but it's at noon. So I mean, if you missed it, it's okay. There's a replay. So
yeah, you can still get it.
You can, yes, of course you can still get it. If you sign up, you should still be able to get the replay right now,
yeah,
for sure. So no matter what, if not, it'll be a ready replay. That's already a thing you can get. So, if you listen to this like 2 months later, but yeah.
Yeah.
So join our masterclass, and if you or get it, you can get the download somewhere. It'll be on the link here for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, we hope this episode was, this is fun for us. I like talking about these things. I think it's cool to see things that we're all watching to see how it kind of connects to what we're talking about.
2 weeks of reaction.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So let us know if you actually like this stuff. If you don't like it,
okay, yeah,
that's fine. I understand.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we subscribe, review, like, comment, share, everything you need to do to support us. Mm-hmm. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
So thank you so much. And we will see you next week.
Love you all. Bye.
Bye.